I've said frequently that I would not have voted for the Affordable Care Act in early 2010 because of the main element that I dislike about it, and that is the mandated purchasing of private health insurance. It really it maintains the status quo in that sense. The most important part of the bill, in my opinion, is that it maintains the need to purchase private health insurance, and it brings 32 million more customers into the clutches of the private health insurance industry. Private health insurance is not evil. They simply have a different mission than the mission should be of healthcare providers and of governmental leaders. And that, you know, my mission as a healthcare provider is to make sure that people are healthy. Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, their mission, if you look at their mission statement, is to maximize investor return. And so to turn over 32 million more customers to them, I think, was a mistake. That said, there are some good elements to the to Obamacare. President embraces the term now. The ability to keep your children on your policy until they're 26 years old, I think, is good, especially in this time of economic malaise where it's hard for kids to get jobs, even coming out with college degrees. I think the closing of the donut hole, that was developed as part of that $2 trillion boondoggle that I was referring to earlier, is important. I think that no longer keeping people off from buying health insurance because of pre-existing conditions is a good thing. I think not having lifetime caps is a good thing. There are good elements to the plan. If I was to wave a magic wand, I would to make that plan better, I would have put a public option in there. I would have, if nothing else, as a demonstration project. I believe that the preservation and protection and ultimately the expansion of Medicare will pave the way toward us being healthier and also being substantially wealthier in this country.